UFO articles in the popular media. Something strange has been happening lately. It is something which would have been unthinkable about a year ago or longer. Think about this: if you are between 20 and say 50 years old, when was the last time before this year you ever saw serious articles about UFOs in famous newspapers and magazines? Suddenly we are beginning to see them appear in newspapers and online, even in such papers as The Old Grey Lady. This is the nickname for the New York Times, in case you were wondering. Not only are UFO articles appearing in our news media, but government heads have been talking about them lately and have loosened up the controls on people working for it. I never thought I would live to see this happening, but there you are. The big question is, what is happening and why? I guess you could even ask, why now? Has something changed we don't know about? There is an old idea which has been floated around for quite a while, and when I say quite a while, I am talking about decades, and the idea is, if you allow people to think they are seeing UFOs, they won't notice the secret aircraft you are flying around. The old Soviet Union had decided for a time to break its own rules and allow people to form UFO clubs and print newsletters, thinking they wouldn't notice what was really going on with rocket development. But they soon learned this didn't work, because when the UFO buffs started charting where the sightings were along with dates and times, it turned out these were Soviet secret launches, so they quickly went back to the old system of not allowing more than 3 people to meet at one time. They were afraid the West would use this data to track what they were doing. Has everything loosened up here for the same reasons the Soviets originally had? Somehow I do not think so. One of the things you can't help but notice is there are quite a few high-ranking people in government who are very interested in UFOs, and they want answers. Many people were surprised when Harry Reid, the former majority leader of the Senate, pushed for the release of data on UFOs. It turned out Reid had been interested in UFOs ever since his college days. One can only imagine what he already knew due to his position in government. Leon Panetta was so interested in UFOs he convinced President Clinton to allow him to investigate them, but didn't seem to find out much. There have been many more such people interested in this phenomenon we know about, and probably many times that amount, who haven't let us know. Could it be pressure from these people is causing the news media to take the sighting of UFOs seriously? Some believe this is not what is happening at all. They say the reason for the media picking up articles on UFO sightings has to do with the fact more people are admitting to have seen one. I wonder if this would have any bearing on whether the news media publishes or not. I for one do not think there is enough pressure from the rank and file to force these kinds of articles. One thing I have learned in my years of studying these things and others is there are no coincidences. When the news media all of a sudden take up what had been a forbidden topic, there has to be a reason. Could it be the topic of UFOs has finally been legitimized by enough important people to become an acceptable topic? Just a little while ago, the US Navy did an amazing thing. They released gun camera footage of a UFO. Apparently, one of their planes had been following one. There is a little more to this story, however. One of the pilots who witnessed the UFO claimed the one in the video was not the same shape as when he saw it. Why would the UFO shown not be the same? Perhaps because it was really a secret aircraft and the object was not shown to protect its design. Recently, the Navy has loosened the reporting standards for reporting UFOs by its personnel, which in itself is very unusual. Could it be at least some UFOs are alien and even have been around for thousands of years? There is no doubt there are plenty of ancient drawings of UFOs on cave walls which depict what people have reported seeing today. One cannot help but notice many of the UFO sightings are from passengers in planes who all seem to have the same or similar stories. They claim a UFO pulled up alongside their aircraft while they were looking out of the window. Would this be because the UFOs wanted to be noticed by people? Could it be aliens are planning to reveal themselves soon and this is the forerunner of that event? Some UFO investigators have been claiming this is about to happen and we are going to see a world-changing reveal by the aliens flying the UFOs. Has the news media been convinced of this, and is this why they have started to carry UFO stories? Some people are giving credit for this sudden seizure of UFO news by the news media to Tom DeLonge, who quit the music business for a while to pursue the UFO business. The next thing he did was form the To the Stars Academy. From there he began to put pressure on government agencies to release UFO data. Another man named Luis Elizondo, who headed the Pentagon's Advanced Aerospace Threat Identification Program, quit his post in disgust because he felt UFO material was being hidden. Could the pressure from a rich entertainer and a powerful former head of a semi-secret agency which had been keeping track of all sorts of craft, including UFOs, have finally broken the vice hold on the media not to carry UFO stories? Let me make this clear. When I talk about the media, I am talking about the respected media, not tabloids or small websites which traditionally run UFO articles. I am talking about outlets like the New York Times, Washington Post and others. Just a few days ago, the Washington Post allowed a post stating UFOs exist and everyone needs to adjust to that fact. They also ran an article with the title, How Angry Pilots Got the Navy to Stop Dismissing UFO Sightings. The New York Times ran an article with the title, Wow, What Is That? Navy Pilots Report Unexplained Flying Objects. Maybe I have lived too long and this caused me to think UFOs would always be kept secret, but thankfully it seems I am wrong, and seemingly we are about to get quite a few more UFO articles in the media, and maybe we will even find out what is going on in the near future. I just don't believe this reporting is a coincidence.